The trial of a construction company and foreman charged in a Burnaby workplace death learned the history of a retaining wall that collapsed in 2012, killing one worker and injuring another. Longtime Edinburgh Street resident Thomas Whiffen continued his testimony Tuesday at the trial. J. Coate and Son Excavating Limited and foreman David Green. J. Coate is on trial for criminal negligence causing death and criminal negligence causing injury. Green faces the same charges and an additional charge of manslaughter. Both have pleaded not guilty. Last week, Whiffen told the court J. Coate had a dug trench about 5 inches from his property line during a storm and sewer pipe replacement project in a lane behind his house at 4015 Edinburgh Street. He said the trench had proceeded west in the same line beside the retaining wall at the back of his next-door neighbor's property at 4009 Edinburgh, before the wall collapsed, crushing 28-year-old pipe layer Jeff Caron to death and injuring his co-owner Thomas Richer. When crews returned months later, he said they dug the trench closer to the middle of the lane and farther from the property line. As soon as the wall collapsed, they went right out in the middle of the lane away from the walls, he said. He said he had been worried about the trench because of a history of water issues in the area that could make the trench unstable. Under cross-examination Tuesday, however, Whiffen agreed it hadn't rained during the project and the ground was dry the day of the collapse. After Green's lawyer Joe Saulnier asked Whiffen to examine certain details in photos of the trench, Whiffen also agreed that, while the trench was about 5 inches away from the property line at his driveway, it was as far as 18 inches away from the property lines to the east and west of his driveway. No footing. The wall that collapsed was built because of complaints Whiffen's father made to the municipality of Burnaby in 1977, according to letters presented in court. In the letter, Whiffen's father complained about logs the municipality had used to build up the slope at the back of his property so it wouldn't slide onto the lane. He said the logs were rotting, and it was affecting his property. The bank is slipping, and the cement flooring of my rear shed is badly cracked and sinking, stated the letter. It's only a matter of time before the back of my carport will slide into the alley and block it. Whiffen's father said it was the municipality's responsibility to build a proper retaining wall, and the city eventually agreed after initially refusing the request, according to letters back and forth between the two parties. Whiffen told the court he was away at school when the wall was built, so he didn't see how it was constructed. After the wall collapsed, Whiffen agreed he was surprised to see the wall had no footing, no horizontal piece at the bottom that would allow the weight of the dirt to hold it in place. Whiffen said he was also surprised to see the wall had not been tied back in any way and its joints were not reinforced with rebar. Despite having been there over 30 years, being around when it was built, you had no idea that this wall had been built without a footing, is that fair? That's true, Whiffen said. Without seeing the wall being built, you couldn't see what was underneath all that dirt, Saulnier said. No, Whiffen said. No one saw that coming. Saulnier's last question to Whiffen during cross-examination was about a police interview in June 2020. A police investigator asked him what his impression had been of the J. Coate crew, and Whiffen said he thought they ran a clean crew, according to a transcript presented in court. I thought these guys were pretty professional, he said in the interview. No one saw that coming. That was your honest assessment of what you saw? Saulnier asked Whiffen in court. Absolutely, Whiffen said. The trial is expected to continue Thursday. Follow Cornelia Naylor on X, Twitter @CornNaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.